What?
This is how come we have to podcast naked.
Because it's so hot.
So stinking hot in here.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast, because we do everything.
We're Sean and Shayna.
We are Sean.
I'm Shayna.
And we are fun.
Very fun.
Oh, I hope you had a great Labor Day holiday.
I had a great Labor Day holiday.
I had a great Labor Day holiday. It was a weird weekend.
It was a weird, weird weekend.
A weird weekend. And so we've got a few things that we want to talk about today that was weird. You know who you are.
You know who you are. Because we spent our weekend with you.
Well, first of all, we wanted to kind of give everybody an update on what was going on in our lives. I'm sure everyone saw that we got rid of the chickens.
Chickens.
We talked a little bit about the chickens, but it was very difficult. It was a lot harder than we thought it was going to be.
It was way harder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't necessarily want to get rid of the chickens to begin with, but as many of you know, we have a big rat problem.
Yeah.
So it was just better to get rid of the chickens. The poisoning of the rats just made you nervous about your chickens and about the squirrels and everything else. So instead of trying to kill everything, we just got rid of the chickens.
Yeah.
And now we'll kill the rats.
Or maybe they'll just go away.
Looks like it already this morning. I looked.
I haven't even seen any squirrels.
No, me either.
Do you think that raccoon had anything to do, could have run off the squirrels or the rats?
Did he eat our squirrels? Did Randall, the raccoon?
I don't think that raccoons hunt.
No, I don't think they do either. I think they're more scavengers, yeah.
So he wouldn't even have probably eaten rats.
No, he ate all the berries off the bushes.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think he would eat rats either, yeah. Or the squirrels. And I think he might have been living in the neighbor's bushes out back.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, in that corner over there in his backyard.
Because that's where the berries were.
That's where the berries were.
And that's when then one day he just decided to sleep on our roof.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe all the berries were gone.
Yeah, they were all gone.
Well, no, but maybe that was the day he finished them.
Oh, maybe.
And then he was like, well, screw it. I'm all full belly. I'll just go sleep over there.
I don't know.
Above the chickens.
I enjoyed having Randall for one day.
I kind of did, too.
I know you did.
I did. I keep looking for him.
It's horrible. Back? It's a horrible thing that we did. We gave away our chickens. Our dogs are dead. Our children are moving out.
And yeah.
Then we went and spent the weekend with people who had very adorable dogs.
Very adorable dogs.
Just makes you want to have more dogs, right?
It does make me want to get another dog, but then I'm trying to focus on the outcome of getting another dog.
Right.
You know what I mean? What's the end? Not the end game, but how's it going to end? And it's just not going to end nice. And
well,
I'm going to cry a lot. I don't want to cry.
And the truth of the matter is that literally we are just absolutely becoming empty nesters.
Golly, so fast.
By the middle of this month, both of our children will move out.
It happens so fast. I mean, all of a sudden the boy is just like, oh, hey, I'm moving out. I mean, that just came out of left field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he should be moving out.
Oh, well, of course, they should both be moving out. It's just happening so fast.
Too fast. It's crazy, wild, crazy. But on a brighter note, we did have a pretty fabulous weekend without them being here.
Yeah, it was nice. We didn't have to wear clothes all weekend. No one came around the house.
We wore clothes when we went to other people's house, but...
Right.
Well, not here.
Yeah.
And our girlfriend, Shannon, gave us the most fabulous little pool.
You know, I wasn't so hip on it when she gave it to me. I was like, oh, great, thanks for the baby pool.
What's it
pool.
Called? Mini Dip?
Mini Dip. Yeah, Mini Dip 7.
I just hit my ankle so hard.
Is that what that was?
Yes.
That sounded like
so
it was
hard.
We got to get a better table.
We need a
kitchen table. Talks are nice here at the Everything Swallow podcast.
We're talking into a cardboard box.
We are literally talking into a cardboard box. I will take a picture right now and put it on Everything Swallow on Facebook so that you can see the setup that we have here at Everything Swallow podcast and how we're making this work. Because we don't care what we got to do. If we got to talk into a damn tin can to get this podcast out, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And so we have scraped and scrounged a bunch of equipment. We got the microphone from our daughter, got the laptop from my mom, and it's giving me a hard time every morning.
we need a new laptop.
But that's okay. It's coming. It will come. It will all come. But for right now, we're just working out of a cardboard box at the kitchen table. Even when I say it out loud, I feel kind of silly. But Someone from Fort Collins is calling.
Yeah, I'm glad I silenced my phone.
Oh. Yeah, I told you to silence your phone. No, did you get off Facebook?
I was looking at something.
What were you looking at?
I wanted to read something, but it's
what
not
did you want to read?
Somewhere.
Oh, so you got to go to your Facebook. Facebook is a black hole. Like, it just sucks you in. But
sucks
if
you, in.
You can get all the updates from us on Everything Swallow on Facebook. Also, my personal page, Sean Swallow and Shayna Swallow. And follow us on Instagram as well. Shayna underscore Swallow.
Everything Swallow.
Everything Swallow. Sean Swallow. So and then email the podcast. There's a lot of swallowing. Swallow this and swallow that. And swallow me and swallow you.
Okay. So anyways.
The email to contact us is everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com. Shayna has some things that she would like to share with you.
Oh, not yet.
Not at some point.
I would like to say, again, you're sleeping really late.
Today was late. I slept till 9 o'clock today.
9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's really weird. I'm sleeping better now than I've slept in a decade. And hard.
Hard sleeping.
Hard. Like, I set that alarm for 6 this morning.
Yeah.
I almost threw my phone out the window. I was like, oh, hell no.
I never even heard the alarm.
No, I was quick. Shut that shit off. Fast.
Like, well, I just wanted to say that I'm really liking it. I like you being relaxed.
I am very relaxed. Yeah. I'm finding myself being very relaxed. But I don't want to get lazy.
No, you're not being lazy.
I might be getting lazy. Yeah. I haven't ridden my bike in weeks.
Well, you blew out your tire.
I did. I blew out my tire. But I could fix that. Yeah, I have everything in there today to fix it. That's what I'm going to do every day.
And you
know what?
Today.
Somebody asked me that. Jay sent us an email asking about how I lost weight. Let's see. How did Sean get mentally ready for losing the weight? And then how did he lose the weight? He was asking. And I have
his wife.
Ingredient. And that is Shayna. Exactly. Shayna made my meals. Shayna gave me my supplements. Shayna encouraged me to work out.
He did not like it.
No, I don't. I haven't done it since.
In the beginning when I did the eating plan and changed what he was eating.
Yep.
He was not happy with me. Not happy. But then, when he lost his first 20 pounds, he all of a sudden became pretty happy.
I got on board. A little bit more on board.
Yeah, and then it got easier for you.
And so the first time I lost weight, we did a complete change in our eating habits.
And just the eating plan.
Just the eating plan. Changed our complete intake. Brought it down to about 800 calories a day. 1,000 calories
about
a day.
1,000.
Yeah. And then I was doing simple stuff, riding my bike, and I was doing 100 push-ups a day.
100 push-ups a day. That's really all you were doing.
That's really it. I was riding the bike, doing the push-ups, and on the eating plan, taking a few supplements, and staying focused. It was hard. But then, you know, once you start losing the weight, you can attest to this. You kind of get more excited. You get more motivated.
About losing the weight.
And it's easier to do. I haven't done a push-up in months.
Well, you did some the other day, but...
Well, that was just us because I was getting off the floor.
I will say this. It's not fair how easily it is for men to lose weight.
Oh, no. It's not fair at all.
Big men out there, I often think, oh, let's just do 2 or 3 months together.
Totally.
You lose 30 pounds easy, if not 50.
Oh, easy.
Guys lose weight so quickly.
So fast.
You just turn your bodies into these fat-burning machines.
Totally. I quit drinking beer. That was another major thing. I quit drinking beer altogether and just drink vodka, pretty much, straight, over ice, maybe.
Yeah. No.
And no sweet mixers, seltzer water mixer, and that has made a huge difference.
Yeah, you don't consume a lot of sugar.
Yeah, and carbs. Or, I mean, calories.
Calories. You have to have carbs.
Gotta have the carbs. I mean, golly, what are you going to do without the carbs?
Right.
So there you go, Jay. That's my secret to weight loss. Let Shayna help you. And get a bike.
I wish it worked that well for me.
Right. Let Shayna
help
you.
It's harder for me to lose weight.
Exactly. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's all right. Never give up. Never surrender.
My gosh. I think I could probably go back to bed.
Yeah, you're pretty relaxed.
I have been so relaxed.
It's really good.
Yeah. So what did we learn this weekend? Did everyone have a long, fun Labor Day weekend? Did you barbecue with friends?
We did.
We went swimming.
We did. Oh, that was so great.
Yeah. With clothes on.
Yeah, for the first time in a long time.
I can't remember the last time I wore a swimsuit.
That's not my favorite.
Mexico.
But I do love the water.
I think Mexico, last year, was probably the last time I wore that Speedo outside the house.
Right.
In public.
Probably.
It is weird when you wear a Speedo to a public pool in an apartment complex that you don't live in.
I think it was more weird for the other people than yeah. for you.
Yeah. I think
you know what's
caused
weird
a fight.
Is how you feel more self-conscious with your clothes on than with your clothes off.
I felt way more self-conscious in that Speedo walking around that pool with all those people than I do when we go to the nudist places.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel way more comfortable just nude.
Yeah.
Because then, I don't know why.
Well, you spend a lot more time nude.
I do spend a lot of time nude, but I'm just saying, why do you think it is that you feel more comfortable nude?
I don't know.
Maybe I think people are judging me less when I'm naked than they are in the Speedo.
Right. Yeah, probably that. People are pretty judgmental.
Right. Because then with them naked, you're naked, they're just looking at you like, oh my God, he's naked.
Right.
Instead of, oh, look, let's just stare at him in his little Speedo. Look at it. Let's tell your friends, hey, did you look over there and see that guy in that Speedo?
That one lady did tell you, though, that her husband was mad at her because she never lets him wear his there.
He seemed mad. Yeah. And this is another thing I want to tell you wives right now. Let your man wear a damn Speedo if he wants to wear one.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, come on. It's not embarrassing you. It's embarrassing him. Right? So just
let it happen.
Just keep your distance.
Let it happen.
Right? Separate yourself from it. Shake your head like, I don't freaking know. You know what I mean? And let it go.
Yeah.
Because that guy, he's probably like 6'3". He was a huge, tall guy, well-built.
Yeah, he had a nice build.
Well, wasn't a chubby, fat guy like me or nothing.
He was so tan.
He had no man boobs.
No.
So you're already, it's like a woman wearing a bikini. The bottoms are pretty much essentially the same. It's different because a ball could fall out.
I don't know. I think sometimes the Speedos have more coverage than
some bikinis.
Of the bikinis.
It covered my whole ass.
There was that girl at the pool, and she looked like she didn't have any bottoms on.
Exactly.
Because it, especially when she sat down.
Exactly.
And she was chunky.
Exactly. But beautiful.
She didn't care.
She was beautiful, and
yeah,
she's
great.
Wearing a string bikini.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I just think it's weird.
What's
that,
the difference between a ball falling out or a lip?
Exactly. Bloop. It's all a bloop.
It's all a bloop. And you got to tell someone somewhere, hey, that's hanging out.
Tuck that back in there.
If you're naked, you don't have that problem.
No bloops. Mm-mm. It's just flops. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He did seem angry.
But don't forget sunscreen.
Definitely put sunscreen on your balls.
Anyways.
Let your husbands be themselves.
Yeah.
Let them make an ass out of themselves.
Listen, we all gotta be ourselves.
You've let me make an ass out of myself the whole time we've been married. I mean, really? You think about it.
That's not true. I've tried to stop you. In
well,
the
yeah.
beginning, I tried to stop you. And then we would argue, and is it worth the argument? No.
But you didn't try to stop me, like, quit being yourself.
No.
You tried to stop me, like, are you sure that's the guy you want to be?
Right.
Kind of stuff.
Right.
You allowed me to come up with my own conclusions.
This is the perception people are going to think. Is that what you're going for?
Right.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like myself, I'm too close to the project.
Right.
And I can't really see the small points of what are really wrong.
Right.
And so to have that outside perspective was helpful for me.
Right.
To refine my dumbassery.
Yeah, like to wear underwear with your silver pants or everyone's going to stare at your junk all night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Made that mistake once.
Yeah.
Made it once. But then I liked it. So probably going to do that again.
Sure. Maybe in a different setting than where that happened at, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Now, I remember that
maybe
event.
Not.
And I was dressed like an
elf.
Yeah. And I didn't wear any underwear. And those really thin. What are those made out of?
Lycra.
Lycra. Shiny silver
metallic
tights.
Lycra. I love them.
And it was remarkably warm in that room.
It was
that evening. So. And in those pants.
Those are my favorite though. I love those pants. And I love it when it's remarkably warm. I make and sell big dick pants for a reason.
Oh, my God. It was remarkably warm.
Or make big dick
pics. That was a bad decision.
If you want some, just hit up Everything Swallow.
Everything Swallow Podcast @gmail.com or hit us up at Everything Swallow on Facebook if you want to buy anything from Shayna or
have her
make
everything.
You anything. Yeah.
Absolutely everything.
All right. I feel like we've got off track. We were going to talk about relationships very ambiguously today because we hung out with a couple different people and like three different relationships.
People.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
And so all different, but yet all the same. Our question for everyone listening, and we'd love for some feedback either on the podcast or at the Facebook page, Everything Swallow. How many people are living in separate bedrooms that are married or in committed relationships?
What the heck?
And are you in a committed relationship if you're living in a separate bedroom? I'm not judging.
I'm just asking.
It is. Because for me, I have Shayna in my life because I like having someone in my life. And not just someone, but you are the person that like matches me perfectly. And when our skin touches, it's like...
magic.
Heaven, you know what I mean? And I don't want your skin in another room.
Right.
I don't want to be in my room skinless.
I couldn't imagine it. We know. Okay.
Maybe one of them snores really bad. Maybe I'm overthinking this. Maybe
whatever.
We're thinking about it in
we
a sexual
snore.
Way. But for other people, maybe some people can't handle the snoring.
We both snore.
Well, I know you
turn
snore.
Turn the fan on. Maybe a white noise machine. Maybe some oceans. Maybe birds.
Maybe a decongestant before bed.
Yeah, maybe a breathe right strip.
Mm. Oh, what if one... Now, neither one of the people, that couple and then that couple. I can't say about the other couple. I was going to say sleep apnea. I could see if you had a machine or if I had a machine, you might not want it in the room. Right? I could justify that. But still, I couldn't.
I don't know. Did you ever watch Breakfast at Tiffany's? It's a really old movie, right?
I believe you've
Audrey
made
Hepburn
me
is
watch
in there.
It. I don't know that I watched, absorbed it. But I was in the room.
She has... these earplugs in her ears, right? So she's sleeping, she doesn't hear anything. They're so cute. They have like, they look like jewelry hanging out of her ears. Just get some earplugs.
Oh, yeah, but that can't be safe to be sleeping with earplugs.
Whatever. People probably sleep with earbuds in.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, man.
I did know a guy who said he went to bed every night with earbuds in.
Yeah.
But what if it was fire? Fire! You wouldn't hear it. You got your earplugs in. So I don't know that I like that idea.
Well.
I just want to know, what's the purpose?
I don't know. I know I was taken into two different bedrooms that, so they were like, oh, this is my room, which is the master bedroom, and it's beautiful. And then this is so-and-so's room over here. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I get a man cave, but a full-on bedroom?
Yeah. Well, and I just thought of something else because I was thinking about those two rooms. There were some serious differences in those two rooms in both places. Her room was beautiful.
Yeah.
And it was decorated and it was immaculate. Their rooms, the men's rooms, were not. They were just trash, pile of clothes, just like a single dude room would be.
Right.
Maybe they don't want the mess. I trash our room.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Trash it all the time.
Is it worth kicking me out?
No.
Yeah.
Listen, you haven't gotten your laundry in the laundry basket in 20 years.
There's a laundry basket?
Yeah, I've given up on that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I have given up on that. But, I don't know, it was pretty interesting. It would be nice to know, maybe even to talk to you. Have you come on here and talk with us about it, help explain it a little bit. We are a little bit more on the super aggressive, addictive...
aggressive?
Side of life, you know?
Codependent, maybe. I don't know what the word is. We are dependent on each other.
Oh,
no,
that's...
not dependent. We're reliant. I don't know. I can't sleep without you next to me. When I had to go on trips and stuff for work and I would be by myself in a hotel room, I freaking hated it.
Yeah, I hated it.
I'd stay up as late as possible just to stay awake and then crash out so that I could just get up and get on with the whatever it was.
Me too. And then these last couple of years of like me not having any dogs when you'd be gone, it'd be even worse.
Right, because literally you're God, gonna be all this alone in this house in like 2 weeks.
Yep,
that's so freaking weird. Yep. That's still blowing my mind that we're like, anyways. So
that takes us to the estate sale we're gonna be having.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because we need to sell some of this stuff. Although so much of it is just my studio now.
Yeah, it's funny when we talk about getting rid of all our stuff. We were all day yesterday. We got rid of a chair this morning. Even threw it out in the gutter. Just because I'm so sick of it. Just get it out in the driveway. I'll deal with it later. You can't, there's nothing here. Well, everything here is for sale.
I need a warehouse.
But you can't get rid of anything because everything you have here is to maintain and continue to create the things that we have for sale.
Right.
So all the stuff that we have is all stuff that we need to liquidate.
Right. You can also see that on Everything Swallow on Facebook.
So we need to do a big sale.
Big sale.
We need to do a big estate sale so that everyone can come and just look through all this.
Halloween is coming. People need to come. Well, that's my other point.
If you need a Halloween costume, we've got ready-made shit right here in the house.
I've got ready-made Halloween costumes.
Masks,
every size from like 0 up to 22.
Yep.
Halloween costumes, men and women.
And we've had this stuff for years.
Some of it.
That's why it's time.
A lot of it I have just made in the last 3 years of doing all my fashion shows.
Some of these masks I've held on to because I like them, and I just for too long.
Oh, I disagree. We have sold, we don't have any old masks anymore. The oldest mask we had was the octopus mask, and we sold that at the last show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, either way. We need to have the estate sale. Open up the doors. Let them come in.
Yeah.
Whoever the hell. That's what people do. I love those.
Yeah, liquidate the house.
And then you just tape, like put tape over
the door.
No kids,
no chickens.
No kids, no chickens, no junk.
New beginnings.
Soon we're going to have no furniture at the rate we're going.
I know, but that might be okay. It might line up just in time for Halloween.
Yes. Oh, Halloween. I got an email about Halloween. Let's see here. Leah. Leah sent us an email. So Leah sent an email and said that she thinks that we should give away a Halloween party entry or invite or however you would say it. I don't know how we do that, but maybe we just start throwing more and more out there as people request them.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be that simple. If you're listening and you really wanted to come to our party, you could email and request us.
Some sort of thing on Facebook?
I think Facebook is just too broad. I mean, I want to make it specific for people to take the time to listen to
us. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to put it on Facebook.
So can it be like an email competition? Can it be like a, I mean, because you can't have...
Like a, what would be the competition? The
I don't best know. I'm an just essay? Saying, how do you win? How do you win?
I don't know. Just email us.
Emailing me what?
That you want to go.
I was going to say something.
Yeah, horrible. You don't send us a picture of your junk. This is what Shayna was about
to
say.
Be your joke.
Oh my God. Shayna was called an info twice this weekend. And it wasn't by me.
I didn't do anything. I am just myself.
Just living your best life, baby.
It's not my problem.
I wouldn't trade
that
you
when
in.
People get around us, they get dirty.
Yes, that's fine.
It's
you
not,
bring it out.
Not my fault.
No, and I don't.
I don't stop it by any means.
I don't think it's nice of them to call you names, but since it was accurate, I let it go. So I think maybe people really want to go to the Halloween party, they can just email us.
Question. I usually
I did. I asked. You know, sometimes you're hanging out with people. Maybe you guys aren't. But for us, we're always looking for that next leading question. I think that we are. And I am typically not the one to ask those questions, but I did this weekend. And boy,
the outcome
it
was
dropped
shocking.
Like a rock. And we're gonna try and not talk about things that we can't talk about. So never mind. All right. This is fun. Now
that does take us back to for some reason people do feel incredibly comfortable talking about sex with us. So we can do that. You have sex questions, let us know. I mean, that's all we did this weekend. We hung out with several different groups of people and ended up having very deep conversations about their sex lives.
Deep.
So and now I've decided after people this weekend, different. I'm going to turn it. I'm going to have activities now.
Activities.
People want to talk about it. We're going to have activities.
Like flashcards. You should make a flashcard set that we flip. Have you ever done this? And they're like, oh, I've never done that. Well, let's try it.
How many couples are out there living without oral sex? On both sides.
Too many.
Both sides.
I've learned anything. Too many.
I'm just going to say this right now, and many people who I've talked to and all of the people that we've met over the years, you have to match.
You got
to
match.
Your dirty has to match. If your sex doesn't match, you're going to struggle in your relationship.
Yeah.
You can make anything else work, but sex has to match up.
Yeah.
You got to talk about it. It's like the elephant in the room. But you got to talk about it.
Because everybody's thinking about it.
Everybody.
Even if you're not having it, you're still thinking about it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not having it.
If you're not thinking about it and your partner's thinking about it all the time, that's big trouble right there. Oh, yeah.
And that's going to make for a messy spaghetti dinner. Yes, it is. And I don't know how it is that... I think it's because the perception of us is that we are nudists. And
well,
that,
no, everyone that we're swingers. Right.
And so because of that, we have this open sexual lifestyle that people think. And so therefore, they can blurt out and say and act any way they want. Which is fine.
All true, except for that we're not swingers.
Yeah, which is fine. People can have those perceptions and think and act however they want. We accept everyone. And my goal in life is if we can help one person, one relationship, and not continue to break them up, then that would be great.
I don't think we're breaking them up.
Do you think so? I think we are.
You think we're relationship?
I think we go over and the couples call us over, hey, let's have dinner. And then one of us asks one of those stupid-ass questions like I did, and they're broken.
Whammo.
Yeah. They have now, I've tore open this huge wound inside their relationship that they've been avoiding to ask each other, or you do, typically. And then people see us and our complete rawness and openness, and they get upset at the people they're with, and then they break up.
We're hardcore PDA, too.
Yeah, I think that also affects people, because they see us always smooching, kissing, and hanging on each other.
Yeah.
And they think, oh, well, he never does that with me, or she never hangs all over me. How come that? How come I can't have that kind of that? What the hell? And then, boom, we broke them up.
Right. And the other person might not even know that they wanted that.
Right, because they never even friggin' talk about stuff.
That's what we learned this weekend, is people are not communicating. People are not talking about their desires of life. People get stuck in the mundane of making the bills, making the money, gotta make the donuts, that they forget about the people eating the donuts. You know, it's like you have to take time, and you have to... But we live our life way different, man. We live on a budget. We live on a... we live within our means.
A very small budget now.
Very small budget now. That's okay. Because we're happy and we live in our happy place. So that's, people have to find their happy place. Like, it's not fair to keep one person trapped.
Because sometimes they don't even know that they're trapped.
Yeah.
Someone doesn't know they're trapped, and then the other person has no idea they've trapped.
Right.
Because they think everything's cool because nobody's saying
anything.
Hey, this is bothering me.
Anything.
And because something small bothers me, like.
Now, let me ask you this.
It compounds to something huge, and before you know it, we're not having sex, and we're living in different rooms.
Right.
And that seems okay. Like, that seems in a relationship a normal progression that's okay. And I don't understand that.
Why not just have separate beds like they used to in the old days? Just two
like Dick
beds.
Van Dyke. Yeah, Dick and...
And then when you wanted to get it on, you squished them together.
What the hell was her name? Linda?
No, now you made me forget.
Oh, shit.
Anyways.
Na na na, na na na, na 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 na. Bunk. Banana. Damn, what's her name?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore. And did she go by Mary on the show, too? Was it the Dick Van Dyke Show with Mary Tyler Moore and her name was Mary? Or did he call her something else?
No, he called her something else.
Honey? I remember he called her Honey a lot. That Honey Wine.
Honey Wine.
Honey Wine. See, now that's a couple that loved each other. They talked about the hard stuff. They laughed. They cried. I can remember her crying over things. Then they had that
Laura.
Laura.
Her name was Laura because his name was Rob.
Rob and Laura.
Rob and Laura.
Thanks for looking that up.
I had to. It was going to make me crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know what we've just done here. I know. I forgot what we were talking about. Thank you. We were talking about relationships and that we're not swingers.
People
getting naked.
Yeah.
Also, because of the fact that we are nudists, people think it's fine that we're going to get naked with them.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted to get naked with us.
Which is not, I mean, I don't have a problem getting naked.
Do you people want to get naked with us?
No.
You don't think they do out there?
No.
We hung out with 5 different couples this weekend, 3 of which wanted to get naked with us.
True.
That's more than 50%.
Good job.
I know. I did math.
That is more than 50%. I don't know if I'd call that full on math. But anyways.
Wow.
I have no idea. Maybe we should just have a naked party.
A naked hot tub party in our little tub.
A naked mini party.
That we got from Shannon.
Yeah, we're going to need to put something between the neighbor's house then.
Oh, we got to put a taller
piece. We'll have to do it in the, I don't know. We're not having a naked party. What are we talking about? Stop it. This is exactly how this happened over the weekend.
Are you saying it's my fault? Am I leading them there?
Yes.
Do I lead down the naked rabbit
hole? Yes. Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't...
The guy with man boobs doesn't get the room all turned on. It's the hot chick talking about sex.
I am not getting the room all turned on.
Talking openly about the things that you talk about with people... You
like
know?
How many women don't like giving blowjobs?
Hey, now listen, we're not. Oh, this is exactly
went
my point.
Explicit?
Yes.
I just shot my lid across the room.
Yeah, so did I. You can't. We gotta keep that kind of stuff in different confines and different podcasts. But when we're meeting with people,
I think this is our podcast. I think this is it. I mean, we don't really know, so I think this is it. I think that I get to talk about whatever I want to talk about on my podcast.
You do. But, you know, even in all the years we've been together, sometimes some of the things you say are shocking. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I was trying
to look for some sort of reaction there because I know. Yeah. You tell
and
me all the time.
It's different when we're in a setting or a little bit more private setting where there's a smaller group of people. But I'm just a little concerned of... throwing it out on the podcast just anywhere unless we do it in a specific explicit like.
Well, I'll just say this. I will try my best to do that.
Okay.
But if we do it in an explicit podcast and I'm drinking, I have a tendency to go a little felony.
Yes, you do get a little shocking. Yeah. So, like, Jen emailed us and Jen is married. And Jen is married to a nice young lady.
Yeah.
And they would like to come in and talk all things lesbian.
Yes. I want that.
Now, I'm going to be honest that in my 40 years of life, I've had some lesbian questions and some curiosities.
Uh-huh. Of your own?
Of my own. Okay. Not that I want to be a lesbian, but I wonder about lesbians.
Being a lesbian?
I wonder about that. Mm. I do. So do you think that could be a regular podcast or should that be, in my mind, because of you and your line of questionings, should be an explicit podcast?
I think all of our podcasts should be labeled a little explicit.
You think so?
Yeah, because
just
because
of
what
you just, yeah, you could, anytime.
Just blame it on me. It's all me.
Well, I'm not blaming it on you. I'm just saying that.
You're totally putting it all on me. And you know what? I don't even care. I'll carry that burden. That's right. Get in here. Let's talk about your junk.
Well, I agree.
Then I feel like this conversation has circled.
Okay.
We've lapped back around
all
to
right,
the beginning.
So Jen wants to come in, talk about that.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Josie.
I
love them too. They're great.
Yeah.
They came to our garage sale. Yeah. That was super nice. Josie wants to be on the podcast, but she only wants to be on a Swallow After Dark episode. That's why I'm asking. See,
well, but those are drinking episodes.
And she also thinks that there should be a Swallow After Dark episode with a guest once a week.
Ooh.
But she followed up the email with hint, hint, wink, wink, wink.
Like she should be the first.
She might want to be the first.
Right.
Josie might. But that's also something to think about.
And then the people
like,
have to definitely take a car.
We do a Friday night Uber over to the Everything Swallow podcast studio.
Yeah.
And we have some drinks and record an hour together.
Yeah.
And do Swallow After Dark, try and do it once a week.
Yeah, and maybe they have to bring the questions.
Can they bring the drinks too?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I got some crackers.
And
I'll cut some cheese.
Hey, yeah, we have that guy we can bring on the show too.
Our cracker man.
We have a couple different people that are going to be coming on
the
show.
There are fascinating people in this whole city, and we want to learn about every one of you. We want to talk to everybody. And even if you think you're boring, which we got an email from a guy who says he's boring, but he would love to come in and talk on the podcast.
Oh, and taste hot sauces.
And taste hot sauces.
But I'm out. I don't taste hot sauces.
Really?
You
at all?
You have to taste them.
What if you just tasted the mild ones?
No.
Does... Well, I guess I was going to say, does hot sauce tasting translate on the podcast? I guess we're going to have to do a Facebook Live because we're going to do a whiskey tasting next week.
Yeah, we're going to do a Facebook Live when we do that.
Next Wednesday on the 11th, we're doing the whiskey tasting with Cody. And that's going to be awesome.
That's going to be awesome.
And we'll record that in the afternoon and we'll post it for you. So we've got all kinds of fun stuff. Rob's coming in. We've got fun stuff. We're just going to get crazy on this podcast.
So don't limit me.
I'm not going to. I'm sorry.
Try to put me
say
in a box.
Go ahead and say blowjob.
Blowjob!
There you go.
I love them. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to hold you back.
It's one of my favorites.
I'm not going to try and hold you back.
Yeah, so why want to talk to women and why they don't like it? Is it a traumatic experience that you've had in your life? Is it that you just haven't really learned how to enjoy
texture?
Yeah, is it a texture thing?
Oh, I'm engaging. Ooh. I mean, I'm totally
engaging. Have you gotten a dirty one? I mean, like, let's talk about it. This was
a
serious thing.
Dry one. Someone said a dry
blowjob. I've never heard about that. Mm-mm. Dry, like her mouth was dry.
Like a desert.
How'd they not get stuck together?
She didn't have braces.
You don't get it. That's only if you kiss another person with braces.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes total sense.
Yeah, so I think that'll be good.
Okay, I feel like we've covered a lot today.
I feel like we've covered a lot
so
of nothing
So if you are
today.
A woman that wants to talk to Shayna,
yeah,
just freaking email her.
Email me, everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and anything you want, any time of the day, or just come on by.
Just go.
Swing by the house.
Well, I would not suggest a drop by because, well, it's on you.
You might want to text first.
Just gonna say bless we make
now.
Our children text before they come home. So
especially
text
with the kids
before you come by.
Now the kids aren't coming home, so it's on you to text.
Yeah.
Because now it'll be free for all in this house. I'm not wearing clothes after these kids leave. Better crank the heat in the winter.
You know it.
Yeah. I mean, there's just no point. There's no reason.
We're going to get new furniture.
We're getting new furniture, and we're putting towels down on it right away.
Right away. Can we?
Butt towel. First thing. I'll take that couch and that set of towels.
That's what you get when you come to our house now?
A butt towel.
Yeah, you come in, take your shoes off, here's your butt towel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monogrammed.
Monogrammed oh, with
towels.
SS?
The big SS.
Or
no.
Swallow?
Yeah, a big swallow bird. Maybe
yeah,
something like
I'll
that.
I'll put a swallow bird.
Yeah, I like it.
I like the swallow
bird. What are you doing today?
I have already done many things today.
I have watched you repot a half a dozen plants.
Yeah.
You clean the kitchen.
Yeah.
You took that giant load of laundry downstairs.
Yeah. And watered the front yard.
And I turned this computer on.
Yeah.
And then I restarted it.
I reset the workroom because I have people coming over this afternoon
right.
for that.
Right.
Yeah.
What else?
Oh, that's just it. So now I will continue. I'm going to vacuum. I'm going to do more laundry. I'm going to start to sew.
I think I'm going to go for a bike ride.
Because I need to sew. You should go for a bike ride.
I think
ride.
I'm going to go for a bike ride.
Yeah.
Here's a weird thing that I totally, on a side note. Should I wear my Alice jerseys anymore? I mean, I don't work there anymore, but that doesn't mean I can't wear them, right?
I don't care. I mean, it's up to you. You have to decide.
Well, I like my jerseys.
The colorful one is the best one.
I like them a lot. Mm-hmm. But it feels weird wearing them.
Yeah, and you have like 42 other ones.
I know, but those are my favorite.
Yeah.
Anyways, while you're doing all that work around the house, I think I'm going to go for a bike ride.
Oh, you know what else we should do? That like people can email you two questions.
They can email me two questions?
Yeah, or should we just have that when they come in?
Oh, like if you come and be a guest, you can ask me two questions about what? Oh, about anything?
Yeah.
Like why I am on a podcast now?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you could email those questions too. I don't want to talk about that every podcast.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's a big deal and a lot, and people are still asking me why I'm not with that show anymore, but you can ask me two questions.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? And that'll work for a while. You just spit right on my face.
I want to lick your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're lucky it was spit. I can't help it.
Like, what, 2 minutes? I'm looking back, not even two
this
minutes.
This is my life.
Before you said something that was suggestively dirty.
I maybe just speak in suggestively dirty sentences. Maybe it's unintentional. Did you ever think about that? You've been with me for 20 years now.
And I've always thought it was intentional until this very moment. Maybe you just always is just slipping out.
I just live in the gutter.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe you
do. I got a great shanty town.
It's got a swing in it. It does. And a hot tub. All right.
And as soon as I can afford one, it'll have a sex machine.
Oh, those are nice.
So great.
I am going to go for a bike ride and get away from all this domestic work that you're going to do.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Well,
I'll be sure to save some for you.
Which ones?
I don't know. I get to pick since you're going on a bike ride.
You know, bike riding is like my duty. It's to keep this hard body for you.
I love your hard body.
Yeah.
Why don't you push it up against me?
These A cups aren't going to keep themselves. Ba-jugga,
ba-lugga, jugga. Believe it or not, we haven't even had a drink today.
I know.
You're drinking way less.
I didn't sound like it in those couple podcasts back before, but really are. We really are drinking a lot less. But I'm not cooking either. I feel like that my desire to cook has gone.
Yeah.
I don't want to make a sandwich.
Yeah, me either. Me either.
If I get hungry, I feel like, I'll just drink a cup of coffee.
I feel like that's what old men do.
I know. That's why I'm becoming an old man.
Oh, well, you better stop, because I'm really young.
Oh, well, so am I.
Yeah.
I'm getting younger.
You're getting younger. You are.
I am getting younger. I wish I was a chef. Our neighbor is a chefy.
A chefy
kind of guy. He can cook stuff. But boy, he uses some spices. Man, they tear me up. I think it's the cumin.
Cumin.
I've never even used cumin.
Cumin. We got to get him on here.
Yeah, we'll get him on here. And we'll talk about all kinds of fun stuff.
With him on here?
Yeah.
Oh, except for he talks so low and sultry. He needs his own mic because he's so quiet.
When was the last time that we watched the news? Did you know there was a hurricane?
I think it was like 3 weeks ago.
Did you know there was a hurricane happening right now?
No.
I saw a picture on Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was a selfie.
I hope they're okay.
Yeah, I hope people are okay.
I think
there's some flooding going on.
Yeah, that's crazy. I hope they're okay.
Yeah.
Where is this hurricane at?
East. I think it's East Coast. It's hitting, like, there was some Florida.
Okay.
I saw some Florida news. Denton?
Isn't that in Texas?
Why you gotta ask me specifics?
Why'd you bring it up?
Because I feel like we should be concerned about what's going on in our country.
I don't feel like this podcast is about
current events?
Yeah.
At all?
No.
What about current tragedies? Like the one that's going on right now we know nothing about. Not for you?
No.
That's not for you?
No.
Well, I care about those people, but Shayna is heartless. Them.
I'm not heartless. I care about you people. I just don't know about you people.
I was trying to tell you about them, and then you had all those questions, and made me seem like I didn't know anything.
You didn't bring anything to the table.
I brought...
Nothing informative. You saw a picture on Facebook. I did. Yeah.
It was a meme, and it said something like, even the hurricane can't afford to go to Disneyland.
Hmm. You know what? It was turning. You should probably go take a bike ride.
Turn it up. You know what? You have the best idea.
It's so hot out there.
I don't think so. Today is supposed to be nice.
It's 88 degrees.
Right now.
You should have got up at 6 when your alarm clock went off to go on a bike ride.
I am unable to wake up. I don't want to. I just, all those years of getting up at 3:30 in the morning, it's just nice getting up at 9.
Yeah, right?
It just is. I can't help it. Maybe we'll take the curtains off.
You got no stress.
I got no stress.
No panics.
No worries for the rest of my days.
Gosh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You're going to get less gray hair.
You think so?
Oh, you can't tell because you're blonde now.
Oh, I need to bleach it out. I need a friggin' haircut, and I'm pissed off at Missy. And if you're listening to this, Missy, I'm mad that you're the only person that I let cut my hair for years, and now you're moving away. Or
gone.
Gone.
On the road. Missing persons list.
You have been abducted by sexy aliens.
I feel like I should have been there.
Yeah, you should have been there. But now, I have to grow my hair out.
Where are my sexy aliens?
No, they're coming.
Okay, I can't
wait. You wait. You just wait. I'm going to grow a mullet.
No.
I am. Because I think it'll take me about a year to grow back a pretty wicked mullet. And I think about that time is when they'll be coming back.
The aliens? The sexy aliens?
No, the sexy aliens will be coming back for the mullet men. No.
That's a movie.
Think about it.
Sexy aliens coming for the mullet men.
A mullet is way better than a man bun. Come on.
Listen, I was not a fan of the man bun.
Boom. Man bun or mullet?
Also not a fan of the mullet.
Which is worse?
They man both bun. Are equally...
No, you can't have equal worseness. Someone has to be worse.
You know, the good thing about the mullet is it is unisex.
Exactly. Even the hot ladies had nice mullets.
Even the hot ladies.
They had nice mullets and chain wallets.
I think I had a pseudo mullet when I was like in 7th grade, 6th grade.
Everyone did. That would have been, what year would that have been? You're 6th grade, you would have been 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would have been mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was mullet mania.
Mullet mania.
Oh, shit, I had the nicest mullet.
I love the 80s.
I could put my hand behind my back just comfortably and touch the back of my mullet.
Oh, my God.
But my bangs never got in my eyes.
Oh, my.
Oh, man, it was hot. It was
That's
rad.
The reason we met when we did.
Yeah. I could put... like 3 rubber bands in my mullet. And then
you had shaved sides?
And I had the top of my head was shaved. Not the top. The sides of my head above my ears was shaved. And then my bangs were like feathered.
Feathered.
Whoosha. So I looked like a Bo Derek mullet man kind of thing.
You always had a little bit of
Bo Derek hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wavy.
Bo Derek look to you.
And it would kind of wave on the sides.
Out of the water.
Oh, yeah. Slow-mo. Yeah. You should see me in slow-mo.
You guys have about the same size cup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nah, she wasn't as big as me.
Wasn't as firm.
Oh, definitely not as firm. I never breastfed.
You know what? Thank you, Jesus, for that.
Yeah. I'm also lucky. I'm happy about that. It was a choice.
Funny.
I mean, I breastfed till I was 6, but...
It took me a minute to realize what you said.
But I'm doing it. I'm mulling it. I'm mulling it. I'm going to grow the mullet.
We'll retouch on this at a later day.
No, I think right now I'm taking a poll. Mullet or man bun?
Oh.
It's one or the other.
Neither.
You don't get to decide everything.
I do.
All right.
Kinda.
Fine.
Let's.
How about a rat tail?
Let's just.
Just a rat tail. Just a little rat tail about the size of a dime.
Let's just stick
braided.
With the blonde.
It'll be a braided little rat tail.
You are not Mexican enough for a rat tail.
Orale, look at my rat tail, baby. Do you want to stroke my rat tail while I'm laying on top of you? Because we can do that.
You say I am the one. Uh-huh.
Okay. Holy shit, we've been talking for 49 minutes.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah, we gotta go.
We gotta go.
Shayna has chores to do. I got a bike to ride.
I feel like there's gonna be
I'm gonna take this picture. Did you say I feel like there's going to be a spanking after that?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
No.
What did you say?
I said a payback.
Oh,
but I
payback.
Like a spanking better.
I swore I heard spanking.
I like spanking.
All right. I am taking a photograph right now of the wicked setup from the box while we're recording. So when you listen to this podcast, this weird lull where I sound strange is because I'm taking a picture.
I feel like... there's hidden things in that picture.
Is there?
If you can find the hidden things in the picture.
Like a dildo? Oh, there's that in the book. Move that.
No. If they can find the hidden thing in the picture.
Oh, you can't really
prize.
See it. You can't see it. Oh, there's that too.
What is that?
A poke.
Oh.
That's fine. Oh, look at that big zucchini.
That's not the hidden thing in the picture.
Right. That's a pretty sweet setup. I got to tell you, I'm looking at my picture right now and... I'd be on this podcast. Holy crap.
It'll look
I actually don't want to show this now.
It'll look different by the time people get here.
Right. Shayna's gonna fix that today.
Yeah, I got Amazon coming.
That's right. And she's real tall. Okay. Love you all.
Love you all.
Thanks for listening. Can't say that. Email us if you think I look awesome in a mullet. Do it. And if you have any kind of dirty sex questions for Shayna. EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com.
EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Hey, I'm Sean.
And I'm Shayna.
And you've just been swallowed.
Gulp.
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 That was such a sweet, sweet little gulp.